Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Oh, lads, 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 lads. What a brutal episode of Ultima Hell Week last night. It was, and listen, I don't just mean the singing.
The one, look at this.
Desire, believe when I say I want it that way.
Okay, so that was brutal, but nobody got the boot, but everyone got a beating. In studio with me now is former Leinster and Ireland back Fergus McFadden, and on the line from Kerry is fitness influencer Rebecca O'Rourke. Good morning, lads. How are you?
Morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Hi, how's things?
Good.
It was crazy. It was crazy. Let's go through it. I mean, I don't know where to start, but let's start with the swimming, Fergus, okay? The swimming with your hands and feet tied. You both really struggled, but what, Fergus, what was it like to watch it back?
Yeah, I think I probably took longer, you know, jumping off the ledge than I remember. You know, I remember taking a moment, but I didn't think it was as long as that. I think my knee-jerk reaction in that situation was just my body wouldn't let me go. My mind was saying do it, but obviously my hands and my ankles are zip-tied. So got there in the end, but yeah, just very, very strange to dropping into the water and then you're trying to push back up when your feet are still tied.
I find it hard to breathe even just thinking about it. Now, you said off air, it's actually five times harder than it looks on the screen. And you stand by that? It is just, it's a crazy experience.
No, it is. I think it's five times tougher because I've been that person at home eating popcorn on a Wednesday or having a beer and going, why are they crying?
Why are they moaning?
Why? It can't be that tough, you know, crawling through a pipe. But, you know, what they do is they condense, you know, half a day into one episode. So that gives you like just a snapshot of what goes on. But the guys, these DSs that run the course that were in the Ranger Wing for whatever, 20, 30 years, they just run it like you're getting into the unit for the other hours. You know, it's not for TV. And they say that when you're in there. And it's just genuine torture.
What a way to... Hell Week, the professionals, genuine torture. Yeah. Rebecca, the whole episode was an endurance test for you. What was the worst part of your experience on Hell Week?
To be honest, like the lack of sleep very much got me earlier on in the series. Like, I mean, things that I thought I would find very, very easy. Like, I consider myself to be a good swimmer. I wouldn't have thought, you know, obviously jumping out of the helicopter would have been a fear of mine. But then I thought I'd be able to swim, not to bother. But it was just this, I was so mentally broken 24 hours in that everything was so hard.
It was difficult, yeah. What was your charity and why did you choose them?
So I chose Breast Cancer Ireland. One of my best friends actually lost her mom to breast cancer not so long ago. So I did it for her. And I have a lot of clients actually who come to me in their recovery from breast cancer. And I just see like how much they get up every day and they fight, you know, no matter what's happening, they get up, they show up for themselves. So I really just did it for them.
Good on you. And what a great cause. Now, the DS absolutely drilled you. Sorry to do this to you, but let's have a listen.
I want to stay.
You want to stay? We don't want you to stay.
What are you offering to Course 15? You're out of your depth here. Absolutely out of your depth. You're struggling with everything. I haven't seen you give anything where you've led... been effective. Yeah, you're working, you're trying, but like that's not good enough if you're not effective.
I know I can do better. I'm trying so hard to actually do when I can, but it's like my body won't keep up.
Rebecca, were you not tempted to say, lads, will you chill out? It's just a TV show.
I don't know, you know, when you're in it, I was actually just so emotional. Like, I felt that I was given everything all I could. Like, I had nothing left in the tank to possibly, you know, push harder. But it's just like that I said, like, in the outside normal world, things like a boot camp or, you know, I don't know, like the thing with the log. Like, in normal life, I would have been able to do that, not a bother. But it's just, as I said, you're so, like,
broken. You're broken, yes.
Exhausted. Like, even my friends are texting 5 minutes into the episode, like this week and last week, been like, Rebecca, you look absolutely gone. Like, they can see it in my face. I had just nothing left. And I was so determined not to give up and not to stop. So it was just about survival, I think, for me.
It's crazy what you put yourself through. Oh, my days. But fair play to him. What amazing charity you were supporting. Fergus, you were in a leadership role in the episode. Let's have a little listen.
17. What was the instruction I gave you?
Yes, yes. He said long sleeve top, pants and boots. Ready yeah. for half one.
Is he ready?
No, DS.
No, he's not. So whose fault is that?
It's my fault, DS.
Now here, 17.
You're supposed to be getting their admin ready, yeah? Getting them set. Now look at you.
I mean, Fergus, you're used to team sport, but how difficult was it to lead a group when you're already in a junker?
Oh, of course. So it's really tough because also you're in an environment you're not comfortable in. So then you've to try lead others who also aren't comfortable in it too. And it's constantly chaotic. So, you know, it's not like me when I was in a rugby change room, you're preparing before a game and you're happy to speak up and you're very confident of what you're about to do and what you're talking about. In there, like, you know, when you're leading for, you know, these briefs that go on, they give you a brief for 5 seconds of what you have to do. You're kind of bluffing, really. And I think in that scenario, obviously someone wasn't ready, so I had to take my medicine. And yeah, I mean, wasn't easy for anyone in those roles throughout the whole week, for sure.
For anyone who didn't see it, can you explain the log PT challenge and how long it went on for?
Well, you lose your sense of time in there because the one of the other episodes that people have watched it that are listening to the show, they might be, but Scratch went on for, I think, close to 5 hours. You know, but I had no idea how long that was going on for. They don't let you look at a clock. They don't inform you what the time is. So, I mean, it felt like it could have gone on for maybe 2.5 hours. I don't know. I've no idea how long that went on for, but it just went on too long. That's all I'll say.
Okay. Now, you're home now. You've got to kind of digest everything. Do you sleep soundly, or do you go back to that place and think, oh, I wish I could have done that better, or that was awful? How do you look back on the experience?
I probably look back at I struggled to watch it a little bit because you don't know what way they're going to edit it and what's going to be put in from the dorms, and you know that control is in the producer's hands, and I suppose you sign the waiver and once you go in, you go in. But I probably look back at it and go, if I got asked again, then not a hope in a million years I'd do it again. But I'm also very happy that I've done it. Yeah. Do you know that kind of way?
Was this the worst part looking back?
The one, look at this. Desire.
Singing. Believe the singing. It's nice to see you keeping your spirits up. Rebecca, what about you? Looking back, do you have fond memories, or would you do it again if you were asked?
Oh, 100%. I'm not a bother. I throw myself into it again in the morning.
Okay.
Like, back at it, it's actually gas. Like, it's the first thing ever. I couldn't have done it, like, any more for myself. Like, I couldn't. There's no challenge that I could think, you know, oh, I should have pushed more, I should have given more. Like, I literally gave it my 120%. And it's just, as they said, in some of the challenges, my 120% just wasn't good enough. Like, they're looking for, you know, 500% versus mine, what I can, you know, what I could give to some of them. I just didn't have that endurance that, you know, most of the lads have.
Do you have a different respect now for the DSs?
Oh, absolutely. Like, I mean, they're just incredible. Like, obviously, watching it back, they're tough on me and, you know, a lot of it, the others taking part. But, like, that's what they're there for.
Yeah.
They're giving us a snippet of what they go through long term. Like, you know, over the course of the week, they obviously, you know, they make it as intense as they possibly can. But, like, that's what they're doing day in, day out. Like, it's
sure.
so complicated.
Sure. That's the day job. Fergus, what was your charity and why did you choose them?
Pieta House was my charity. Yeah, I think they have a really strong support structure with people struggling with mental health. And I think that's kind of front and centre of a lot of people's minds at the moment between COVID-19 and everything else that's mm-hmm. going on at the moment. So, yeah, very happy to have supported them with my journey through Hell Week.
So I have to ask you, Fergus, what was the worst and best parts, if there were any, of the whole experience for you?
Yeah, weirdly, them forcing us to make those sandcastles last night was so uncomfortable because, you know, you're hangry, as in you're hungry, you're tired, you don't feel like having fun. They're forcing you to have this crack. It was quite uncomfortable. They're making us sing, and that was, I don't, the events actually didn't bother me that much. They were extremely tough, and I wouldn't like to, you know, volunteer myself to do them again. But there's certain things that I found tougher, like dealing with the DSs where you just have to take your medicine and stuff like that and making sure you don't talk back. But I mean, the stuff with the helicopters was probably stuff that I'll look back on and I'm delighted I did it because, you know, just amazing footage of us jumping out and you know, traveling in them.
Yeah.
And kind of once in a lifetime opportunity. So those shots and those experiences were probably my favourite ones.
Well, you did yourself proud and supported two great charities, Rebecca O'Rourke and Fergus McFadden. Thank you so much for joining me today. You can tune in next week to find out who is up for the chop on Ultimate Hell Week, the professionals. You don't want to miss it.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.